Joe, we're hearing of yet another scam, this time involving our EasyPass. What's happening there?
Yeah, you know, we're getting notifications of, and people are reaching out to our DMV offices for assistance because, you know, they're getting told that, you know, they're getting a text message in regards to EasyPass that they owe tolls, EasyPass, and, you know, and then they're trying to get people's personal information. And I just want to make people aware of the fact that, you know, it is in fact a scam, and EasyPass would never ask for your personal information, especially, you know, via your cell phone, text message, or by email as well. We're told that they're also reaching out via email as well that, you know, you owe EasyPass fine. You know, and if you don't, that your license will be suspended.
And what are some of the things to watch out for when you're looking at text or emails in this matter?
Well, you know, they're asking for your own personal information, you know, to log on, give a personal information, you know, that you could give them your bank account, you can give them your Social Security number, whatever it might be. They're just trying to get personal information from the individuals and asking you to pay, you know, a credit card. You could do it via a credit card. You could do it through a bank. You know, paste through your bank account. You know, very similar to many other scams that people that try to get your Social Security number or your bank account or your credit card.
If you come across this, what is the best thing to do? Should they report this to you, your office?
You could report it to my office. You could report it to EasyPass itself, and or, you know, you can report it to your local authorities that it's going on. But the first and foremost we want to do is make sure that, you know, they don't click on that and they don't fall for this scam that's going on out there, Tom. I mean, I you know, to be honest with you, somewhere my credit card was just recently, you know, compromised, and I had to, you know, close out that credit card and get another one. Thank God that I pay attention each and every day. Somebody tried to use my credit card for a $2,000 transaction.